Yeah, well, one day. The good ones. What do you got, man?
What do I have?
I mean,
I don't have much.
What were you guys talking about? You weren't talking about college basketball, were you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got us.
That was exactly it.
Were you talking about the bad bets that you guys made earlier?
Yeah. A lot of bad bets.
How'd you know?
Well, because everybody's addicted to sports betting now.
That's true.
Not gonna lie. Yeah.
What was the most you ever wagered on one game?
On one game?
Yeah.
Yikes. 3.5, 4 grand.
Man, some other kid said the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you make that much in a week?
Do I make that much in a week?
Yeah.
I would say it depends on the week, really. The income fluctuates a lot.
You've made it in a week. And then you gambled it right away?
No. Like, it's still just fun money, I guess, at the end of the day. It's not like life-changing.
You have $3,000 fun money that you could just snap like that?
Yeah, no, it sounds really bad on a podcast.
You should do a podcast, and that's how you can get success, dude. If you already have enough money that you could just blow $3,000, you should start a podcast.
Yeah, that's probably, instead of sports betting, I probably should just invest.
Yeah, or you could just blow it.
Yeah.
No, honestly, that's a lot. Did you win that bet or did you lose?
That bet I won.
That guy had won that bet also. Did it scare you? Did it, like, ruin it for you almost?
Well, yeah, because I love sports betting.
What I'm saying, did that horrible experience of having to, like, you know, maybe lose $3,000, that...
Like, did you care?
Did that wreck it for you?
Nah, I was drunk. Sounds even worse.
It gets better and better.
Yeah.
What was the most you ever lost on a bet?
On a bet? Lost?
Yeah.
Probably like 2,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fluctuates. I mean, the whole thing just goes, like, as long as you have a priority straight of what's fun money and what's money that you need to live off of, you know, that's, you set yourself to what I'm going to put in and what I'm going to take out.
Once you lose it once, then it's always fun money.
Yeah. But it's like the same thing as, like, you bet the $1,000 on Barstool and then they give you, if you win that bet and you pull out your $1,000 originally, then you have $1,000 left. And if you work your way up, then...
Yeah. You can't go back.
Yeah.
You can't go back to betting, like, $10.
Well, that and, like, all that from there is just house money because you've already pulled out your original money.
But if you lose it all, you're going to deposit.
Yeah. That's what they're banking on.
Are you going to keep betting until you lose it all?
No.
What's your end?
My end game?
Yeah.
What's
your exit strategy?
There's no exit strategy. I mean, it's like going to the movies, right? Like, you pay money and you have fun when you go to the movies.
But is that fun? Was that fun when you were gambling $4,000 on one game? It seems like it would be like...
Oh, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do well with emotion, so that probably plays into the factor, but...
It gave you a little bit of, like, thrill?
And not as much thrill as just, like, a sense of uncertainty. You know, when you're out of control. Not you're out of control, but the game is out of your control.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know. Probably wouldn't do it again. No, that's not true.
We're about to do it in like an hour.
But no, I mean, I definitely like 1-800-GAMBLERS for a lot of people, that's for sure.
It's a tough one, dude.
Yeah. It's like a sick thing. I actually feel bad for people that can't separate it of, like, if you don't have the money to gamble, you definitely should not be gambling, and the promotions that they put out there are just bringing people in. Probably should be regulated more for how easy it is to do.
I mean, 10 minutes you could gamble.
On your credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you just rack up credit card debt, and you're in a bad situation.
Yeah. I stopped gambling. I gambled on the Dennehy NBA ref games that were fixed.
Yeah.
I gambled those games. And I gambled a Wisconsin football game that was fixed.
That's the way to do it.
Honestly, though, when you have bad beats and, like, just things that just don't go your way, it almost works out better.
No, it was
just not getting sucked into it.
You could check it out. Wisconsin played UNLV in, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And Vegas severed the power lines with 7 minutes to go, so they wouldn't have to pay out the bet. because if it was 5 minutes or less, then they had to pay out the bet, and they severed the fucking main power line with an axe.
That's wild.
Check out that story. Wisconsin UNLV power.
So what happened to your bet? It just...
Push. All bets off. The line moved like 5 or 6 points towards Wisconsin. All the Wisconsin fans were in from out of town.
That's crazy.
And they like totally covered the bet. And yeah. Check it out on the internet, man. That's what it's good for. Proven bullshit stories like that.
Yeah.
But that made me stop gambling because I was fuck this, dude. These games are fixed.
Yeah.
Why am I fucking gambling on this fucking bullshit fixed game? When you win, they fucking end it, so you can't win.
Yeah. I do like the narrative of the ref of just, like, you constantly got kind of like a battle between, like, a bullshit call, and it either goes one way or another, and either people love it or hate it, and probably sports gambling just makes that call 10 times stronger than it actually is.
Dude, you were gambling more than Ridley was.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's so funny.
And he's banned, crazy. And he's banned for the year. And you're gambling more than him. He's a pro athlete, bro.
Yeah, the crazy thing about his bet, too, is that it wasn't even like it was a straight bet. Like, he had other stuff in it, so, like...
It wasn't his team, right?
Yeah, it was like he had his... I think... I don't know. Was his team in it, or was his team...
He bet the Falcons.
Bet the Falcons, but I think he also had, like, Vikings in the same parlay. It was, like, a multi-thing where it was, like... He could have influenced one leg of it.
Yeah, like if you're betting on yourself, I feel like that's fine.
They call it the worst bet in history because it's a $1,500 bet that was a $1 million loss for his contract.
Dude, you're a baller. You're fucking beat Ridley on your wagers.
No, definitely not.
I can't. Meanwhile, Ray Rice beat the shit out of a girl in an elevator.
Dude. The Browns are in some hot water, too.
Yeah.
Well, what's the moral of the story? I don't know.
I have no idea.
There isn't one. I think some of my best friends that were, like, just real degenerate gamblers, like, they would fucking get, like, their money at the end of the day, and they would go straight to the casino, just as long as you're not, like, playing video poker or something. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like scourge of the earth. I really hate seeing that all around.
Yeah, it's the
video poker machines. Fuck.
You know? I grew up in Vegas for a little bit, and that was like when you go to the local casino and you just watch grandparents just throwing money away at the slot machine at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Ouch.
It's a sight to see.
They love it though.
Yeah.
They love it. And
one of my friend's girlfriends was a dealer. She would just go and say like it's the same people every day.
Yeah.
Throwing it away.
It's kind of sad. But at the same time, I don't know what they're thinking or what situation they're in, so they've got it figured out and that's what they like to do.
I can't blame them.
Yeah.
Mr. High Roller, you can't fucking blame anyone, dude.
Well, I mean, it's got it set away. It's not like I'm constantly placing $4,000 bets. You asked me what the most was.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. What's today's bets?
I'd say average wages, like 25 normal. Cost of a movie in Chicago, at least.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
with an whatever. IMAX.
Yeah. Dinner and a movie.
Yeah. Like Chipotle and ice cream.
Have you ever gone to zero in your account?
In my book?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Of course.
Everyone goes to zero.
It's one click away from a reload.
Yeah. But, like, I also, too, I cash out. So, like, you win, you cash out, and then you lose the next bet, you're probably going to have to redeposit. It's like lifetime, though. I'm still up overall. But then again, it's just entertainment. It's not like...
Yeah.
Budget out your finances and you put it into an entertainment category and that's it.
How much you got for whiskey shots tonight?
For whiskey shots?
Yeah.
You want to do a whiskey shot right now?
No.
Can we get that on the podcast?
No, I don't. I don't. What's the budget for whiskey shots tonight, though? That's what I wanted to know.
So everybody wait.
Yeah. No. Whiskey shots right now, probably $100.
There's an e-bike behind you, bro. Don't jump out on your side.
Cool chatting, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it Uber Opinionated one day.
Uber Opinionated?